The Rise of the Face Shields, a Peek into the Future of Work with 3D Printing. Auto Style 1, Font Size, Extra Small. Auto Style 2, Background Color, Hashtag C0C0C0. This is an important message to the engineering.com community. Messages that are informative, helpful and relevant to COVID-19 will be posted here as a special service during our time of crisis. Messages are not written by engineering.com. If you have a COVID-19 story or message, please submit here. By Andy Colambi, President and CEO, Rise. 3D printing technology has assumed a new relevance during the COVID-19 pandemic. So have next-gen technologies that optimize health, productivity, and connectedness. Rise, a 3D printing and additive manufacturing innovator in the Boston metro area, naturally wanted to do its part when the pandemic hit. The company developed the Rise Shield, a face shield with an important difference, and provided hundreds to healthcare, retail, and essential workers nationwide. Yet the backstory to how Rise created its shields, overcoming key work process challenges that are endemic to 3D printing, shows how the 3D printing industry that emerges from this crisis can embrace a new workflow with greater productivity, sustainability, and proactivity on health and wellness, a new way of working to carry the industry through the post-pandemic era. Everyone matters, Rise Shield's personal touch. At Rise, COVID-19 presented the same challenge as for other enterprises. Rise is a growth stage startup in a suburban office park with big dreams, unique technology, but not unlimited resources. Yet given the PPE shortage, speed of delivery was of essence, so Rise devised a new workflow suitable to operate in the pandemic and beyond. While most 3D printing companies were contributing to the effort, Rise focused beyond the PPE, to the feelings of the person who would wear it, and their need for safety, comfort and projecting reassurance to those who trust them to serve. Within a few weeks, Rise designed, created and distributed for free hundreds of Rise Shields, a face shield lightweight whose design supports optimal airflow and clear visibility, so that the front of shield would not fog. In addition to healthcare settings, Rise Shields were also made available in supermarkets, coffee shops, and other essential work areas. Rise Shields are safe to be worn next to the skin since they are made of Rizium 1, material that achieved U.S. Pharmacopeia Class VI, USP Class VI certification, the industry's highest level for biocompatibility. Rizium 1 is resilient and readily sanitized by washing with soap and water and other common sanitizing agents such as isopropyl alcohol. Many thermoplastic polymers used in 3D printing such as ABS, acrylonitrile butadiene styrene, and nylon absorb moisture and the virus, can linger and spread on surfaces. Rise Shields also support personalization. With Rise's patented augmented polymer deposition, APD technology, it's Rise printers that created the Rise Shields apply both text and images in full color within the shield itself, while it is being printed. Personalization aids everyone in recognizing the face behind the mask, not as a faceless entity, but as a brave worker with a name, an organization behind them, standing in front of the public where they are placing themselves at risk to aid their communities. Users raved about Rise Shield's comfort and personalization. Treatment is not just about therapeutics. It's also about how you make patients feel, said Dr. Rifat Bedaria, MD, FACC, cardiologist at Cardiovascular Medicine, PC in Davenport, Iowa, and Moline Eel. Patients feel more comfortable when they can identify you. Rise Shields are easy to wear, light on the head, have a great fit, and thin enough for us to look through without compromising our safety. With the Rise Face Shield, our practice logo and my name on the top of the shield are the first things patients see. They instantly identify me and helps to create a more personal connection and reassure them. It helps to make the patient more assured, Dr. Bedaria said. Better, smarter workflows. Creating Rise Shields during the early days of stay-at-home orders required a new workflow and a focus on practices that can sustain the industry as it finds a new normal. Health matters. For everyone's health and safety, Rise enabled the entire team to work from home while obtaining special permission from local authorities to keep the office open for emergency activities. Each of the engineers was enabled to take home one or more of Rise's industrial 3D printers. This was possible without the typical concern for indoor air safety, since Rise printers are designed and all 2,904 certified for use in indoor environments. Its Rizium materials are biocompatible, recyclable, and completely non-toxic, meaning that company engineers could continue to work while tending to their kids at home, cooking meals, etc. Since Rizium material is also recyclable, engineers making face shields and other components could deposit used material into the recycling bin without having to worry about any special handling needs. Most importantly, due to the unique Rizium properties of minimal moisture absorption and surface permeability, they could handle the materials with reduced risk of cross-contamination. As the pandemic places heightened emphasis on workplace health and safety, Rize remains the only firm in the 3D printing industry to achieve all 2904 certification in the face of compelling scientific research on the health risks of indoor air quality near 3D printers. Staying productive matters. Being productive with 3D printing requires more than a desk and a laptop. Over the 8 weeks that Rize's team began working from home, each of its engineers converted their basements/gym/kitchen/garages into micro factories. Staffers designed components, prototyped them, tested, worked with key suppliers, and even got them manufactured. They did so while operating from the safety of home, while selectively and safely using the office only for essential shipping and logistics. Engineers leveraged the time they saved on commuting and non-essential tasks to create and print Rize shields and new parts for critical equipment like ventilators, in addition to their primary work. And daily company check-in, daily team meetings and traditions like Friday lunch, done virtually, enabled connection and continuity. The virtual environment brought everyone closer, and even some family members of all species joined online calls. While metrics are mostly qualitative, Rize's leadership team felt the previous weeks were the most productive the company had seen. It is estimated that Rize saw productivity enhancement of 12 to 15% since going to remote operations. Everyone matters. In a hyper-connected world, any one individual's well-being, physical, financial, emotional, is intrinsically and intricately connected to others. The Rize team, joined by others in the industry, is offering the fruit of its time and talents beyond healthcare workers, because everyone matters, the person delivering mail and packages to doorsteps, ringing up groceries and collecting trash. The world has gone through this gigantic experiment of working or studying from home. The job roles that fared best were the ones that could quickly adapt to work/study anywhere and were not constrained to physical locations. The workflow that Rize evolved in the making of its Rize shields and related COVID-19 mitigation components bears lessons for the rest of the additive manufacturing industry. The new normal will reward entities that adapt to be more productive, connected, and relevant. Who knows, the new normal might be even better than the past. Author's bio. Andy Colambi is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Rize Incorporated, IDC's top innovator for 2018 in 3D printing. Rize is a next-generation 3D printing company committed to sustainable and inclusive innovation. Its unique technology is making industrial 3D printing safe and easy for all users and enable printing of full-color industrial parts at the point of consumption. Andy has over 25 years' experience in executive and general management. He has worked in diverse technologies, Industry 4.0 platforms, PLM and ERP. Most recently, he built a distinguished career at Dassault Systèmes, where he served in multiple roles, including CEO of the Innovia brand and the global executive of the 3D Experience platform, driving digital transformation initiatives within global enterprises. Prior to that, he also did some pioneering work at SAP. A qualified mechanical engineer, Andy is a passionate advocate for inclusive business practices based on respecting the environment, as well as social and gender equality.